Section 1 of Institutes of the Christian Religion, Book 2. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Institutes of the Christian Religion, Book 2, by John Calvin, translated by Henry Beveridge. Section 1, Book 2nd, of the Knowledge of God the Redeemer in Christ, as first manifested to the fathers under the law, and thereafter to us under the gospel. Argument. The first part of the Apostles' Creed, viz., the knowledge of God the Creator, being disposed of, we now come to the second part, which relates to the knowledge of God as a Redeemer in Christ. The subjects treated accordingly are, first, the occasion of redemption, viz., Adam's fall, and secondly, redemption itself. The first five chapters are devoted to the former subject, and the remainder to the latter. Under the occasion of redemption, the fall is considered not only in a general way, but also specially in its effects. Hence, the first four chapters treat of original sin, free will, the corruption of human nature, and the operation of God in the heart. The fifth chapter contains a refutation of the arguments usually urged in support of free will. The subject of redemption may be reduced to five particular heads. 1. The character of him in whom salvation for lost man must be sought. Chapter 6. 2. How he was manifested to the world, namely, in a twofold manner. First, under the law. Here the Decalogue is expounded, and some other points relating to the law discussed. Chapter 7 and 8. Secondly, under the gospel. Here the resemblance and difference of the two dispensations are considered, chapters 9, 10, and 11. 3. What kind of person Christ was, and behaved to be, in order to perform the office of mediator, viz., God and man in one person, chapters 12, 13, and 14. 4. For what end was he sent into the world by the Father? Here Christ's prophetical, kingly, and priestly offices are considered. Chapter 15. 5. In what way, or by what successive steps, Christ fulfilled the office of our Redeemer. Chapter 16. Here are considered his crucifixion, death, burial, descent into hell, resurrection, ascension to heaven, and seat at the right hand of the Father, together with the practical use of the whole doctrine. Chapter 17 contains an answer to the question, whether Christ is properly said to have merited the grace of God for us. End of section 1.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?